Is at Daf Pei Dalad Beck in Woodmere now. So the first top line, the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel. The Braisa supports Shmuel. In the bottom of yesterday's Daf, it was discussing about this Kelev Shota, different things that indicated it was a sick dog. So the Gemara says that a Braisa that supports Shmuel's understanding that it was Ruach Ra that caused this issue. It says, Kishahorgan also, when one wants to kill this wild dog, Ein Horgan also El Bedavar Nizrak. Don't touch it. But you should, kill with something from far away, an arrow or a gun, but from something you have to throw. Why? This is Rashi in the top here. The miktale bidavar nizrak leman damar ruach ra shara alav. This goes like the one who holds. There's a certain ruach ra lo yikariv etzlo lahar go biadaim. Don't use one's hands to kill the animal, the dog, because then the ruach ra could pass over to you. Ella zorek bo chetz a sakin vahar go throw a arrow, throw a knife, or shoot a gun, and kill it that way. So Gemara says further now along these lines, dechayiv bay, if the dog rubs against the person, mistakin, he's in great danger. So my tekante, what is the remedy? Nishlach money, he must remove his clothing, veneer out, and just run. Rav Huna, I skipped a line. Dechayiv bay, mistakin. If a guy, the dog rubs against the animal, he's in danger. Denachas lay mayas, and if he bites him, he's going to die. So what's the remedy again? Techayev be mistakin. If it rubs against the person, he's in danger. Mai takante nishlach mane veneer had. He should remove the clothing and run. Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua chaf be chad minai ubishuka. One time, Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua was walking, and one of these wild dogs, these crazy dogs, sick dogs, rubbed against him. Shalchay the mane. He removed his clothing verrahid and he ran. And Amar he says ki yamte vaatzmi. I fulfilled with myself hachochma techaya vaaleh. When a person is aware, when a person has wisdom, so it's going to. Save his life. So Gemara goes on now. The rest of the Amud pretty much talking about different medicines. Denachis lemais. If this dog bites a person, he's going to die. So matakante, what is? How does he fix this? How does he heal himself? Amar baye nesi mashcha de ape de dichra. He should remove the skin of some type of male polecat. I don't know what that is, but some animal. V'nichtev alayin. He should write on the skin Anaplanya bar plani. So he should write his name and the son of his mother. And amshikei de'ape dichra kasivin aleich, and on the skin itself of this animal, he should write down the following, kanti, kanti, clearus, barmila, others say he should write, kandi, kindi, chlorus, and kaka, Hashem tzvakos, amen, amen, sela, a whole little tefillah. V'nashilchen elamane, he should remove his clothing, and likberene, he should bury them at Beit Kivra, in a cemetery, ad treisa yarech eshas, over 12 months. V'napikne v'naklina b'tarunur, then he should remove them and burn the clothing in an oven. V'nevadrino l'ktime the parshas adirachim, he should then scatter the ashes over the crossroads. V'anich treisa yarech ishasa, in these 12 months a year, the 12 months while he's waiting, the clothing's buried in the ground. Kishase maya, when he drinks water, lo lishte ela begovsa d'nechash, he should only drink it using a copper straw. Dilmachaze kabavua, perhaps he might see a reflection, the shade of listakein, of a shade and be in danger. And kihal de Abba Bar Marta, that would happen to him, who Abba Bar Marnumo is the same person, of the Le'ema Guvsa de Dava, that his mother made from a gold straw, and it actually saved him. So again, these are things we don't really understand, but that's the refuel. So Gemara then says, V'od Amar Rav Masi. We had in the Gemara, in the mystery of the yesterday, that person has a sore throat. So he has to, he should take some medicine on Shabbos that was allowed according to Rav Masi. So we're going to see in the Gemara, it's debated, we'll see not just yet, but in a few lines, whether Chachamim agree to this, that you're allowed to, or would Chachamim argue and say you cannot take medication for a sore throat. So regarding this sore throat, where the sore throat comes from, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Chash b'tzfidine, which is the sore throat, whatever the disease is, the illness. So he one time had a sore throat, and also Gabe Dahu Machonisa, he went to a certain noble woman, she knew the wisdom of Rufuos. Avdilei milsa chamshei mali shavasa. She made some type of potion for him he should take on Thursday, and then he took it again on Friday. So Amrlei b'Shabbos mai. He said, Shabbos, do I have to take it also? Amrlei lo tzrichas, you don't need to. Now imasachino mai, but what if I need to? Let's say it's still bothering me. What should I do? So Amrlei, so she says to him, ishtabi li delo migales. As long as you swear to me you won't reveal the secret, then I'll tell you what to do. So ishtabe la loka di yisrael lo migalna. So he said, I swear to God, I'm not going to reveal this. Nafik darisha bepirka, and she told him what to do, and he ended up actually saying what the answer was. He made it public. He's mefarsim it. Even though he just swore to her, he won't reveal it. He, after swearing to her, he goes ahead and reveals what she told him to do. How could he do this? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan make a shvuah? Lelokad yisrael lo megalna, hal amo yisrael megalna. He was medayik in his word. He said, I'm not going to reveal to Hashem. I'm not talking to God. I'm talking to the people. That was a dik. But okay, so fine. He made a subtle deep. But it's a chil Hashem. He lied. She thinks he's lying. So the Megale Beikar. No, after he made the shrua, he told her, "Listen, I made the shrua as you heard, Lelke Yisrael, but I didn't say it to the Bnei Yisrael, to Amo Yisrael, and it wasn't such a chil Hashem." She understood. And fine. Either way, my Abde, like, what was this remedy that she said he should do on Shabbos? So I'm Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ami, May Seor Shemen Zayas Umelach. He should mix together some yeast water with some oil and olive oil and some salt. Rav Yemar Amar, Seor Gufe Shemen Zayas Umelach. He had said actually the yeast itself, not the water of the yeast, but the actual yeast mixed with olive oil and salt. Rav Ashi Amar, Mishchei De Gadfa De Avze. He should use the fat of goose wings. Amar Bai says, Ani Avdi Lechuli, I did all of these, what all the shitas above were, V'lo Itased, I didn't get healed. Ad Amile Hahitaya, until a certain Arab said to me, Aisi Kashiyasa De Zesa, bring me a pit of the olive, De Lomali Tilsa, that did not grow a third of its size, Uklinei Benura, and burn it in the fire, Amar Chadasa, on top of a new shovel, V'advek Be'kache Dirai, and you should fix on the top of the row of your teeth, Avdi Hachi V'tase, he did this and he got healed. Okay, so another refuah in the Gemara. So mimai havei. So where did it come from? So Gemara explains this illness of the sore throat. Machamimi chame dechiti umishiure kasa daharsana. A person eats very hot bread from wheat, or he has a fried fish that was left overnight. This apparently causes this illness. So my simana. So what's the symptom of such a illness? Kikad rami mide bekache. When a person puts something on his teeth, vasi dama mibe dare. And blood becomes to come out. And that apparently is a symptom of such an illness. So the Gemara then says further, Rabbi Yochanan kichash b'tzfidna avid hachi b'shabasa v'itase. So he did this. He was sick. His throat was hurting him. He mixed this potion together of the olive oil and salt and saor, and he was healed. Rabbi Yochanan hecha avid hachi. How could you do this? So Gemara says, isn't it going to be? Isn't this chil Shabbos to do a fool on Shabbos? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yisak shiny tzfidna. Tzfidna is a unique illness. Whole maschil bepeh v'gomer b'vnei ma'im. It starts in the mouth, but it could make work its way to the stomach, and that could be dangerous to a person, and therefore he was allowed to do this as well. So the Gemara then says further now, Amalei Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Kiman, who holds this way? Ki Rabbi Masi ben Charish Damar, hachoshish b'fiv matil lo sam ha'bashabas. He's the one of the Mishu who says, you're allowed to do refuah for a sore throat. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan paskin. So Amalei Shiny Omer Bezer Lo Bacheres. So the Gemara says, no, I follow the majority here because I hold it's not just Rabbi Masya. I actually hold the Chachamim don't argue; they actually agree, Rabbi Masya, and they also would hold for a Choshes Befiv. You're allowed to take medicine. So Gemara says Lema Masile. Let's say the following supports this idea. The Gemara explains that Misha Achso Yerak on a person that has some type of jaundice, Machilin Oso Basar Chamor, he should eat some donkey meat. A person is bitten by a crazy dog. He should have some of the liver of the dog. A person with a sore throat, he should take medicine. Divrei Rabbi Masya ben Charash. Now, Chacham Omer, they say, they felt that these actually have no medicinal value to them. So what do you mean, these do, but those don't? Be'elu l'mute mai, ma'i l'mute sam. Does this not mean that they're saying that these things do not work when it comes to the stomach, that the pain in the mouth, it doesn't work, it's ineffective? Min Chacham argue that they say you should not take medicine for Choshes Befiv? And lo, not true. They actually, Chacham agree, Choshes Befiv Matilin Besam, there's no machlokas by a sore throat, they argue by Makizin Dam Lestronche, a person who has some type of other illness, the bloodletting doesn't work. That's what they argued. But Lagabe Choshes Befiv, everybody agrees, Rav Masya and Chachamim, that does work. So Rabbi Yochanan isn't passing like a Das Yachid, like Rabbi Masya, that he actually passing like Chachamim, and for that reason he was able to take this medicine on Shabbos when he was Choshes Befiv. So Gemara explains further, Hachan Ami Mestavra, this is very logical to say this. The Tani, the Brisa, says that Shloshet Devarim Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Sheshama Mishim Rabbi Masya Ben Charash. He's a tradition of three things that were said ultimately in the name of Rabbi Masya. What were the three things? Makiz and Dam Lestron Chebi Shabbos. You could do Makiz Dam for this illness. Umisha Nashcho Kalev Shote. They have a wild dog, bite the person, you should give it to eat from its liver. And thirdly, achoshes befiv, matilim lo sam b'shabbos. These were the three things said by Rav Masya. And chachamim omrim, be'elu ein be'mishim refuah. So these things do not have any medicinal value. Mute mai, my lav la tarte basraisa, mute deresha. Is it not saying that the first two elu, these two don't work, but the first one actually, the fact that the last two don't work, but the first one does work, sounds like he argues on the machin, the choshe befiv, that it's not a refuah and you can't do it on Shabbos, which is low. Atarti deresha kamaisa. They say the first two don't work. The makis dam doesn't work, and the machil also mechatzer kave don't work. But choshes befiv actually does work. The mute seifa, where that is effective. So again, it's a lot of back and forth whether chacham agree or disagree to Rabbi Masa. Gemara says further now on Tamid Beis, continuing on this topic. Toshma, a long daf. Gemara says the Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel ubra. Shehericha, a woman, a pregnant woman who smells something, food, and she gets very hungry. She has a strong taiba for food. We say it could be dangerous for her and the fetus. Machilin also ad shetashiv nafsha. We feed her until she's satisfied. Mishanashcho kelv shota, one who's been by this wild dog. Machilin also mechatzer kavichelo. Vachoshes befiv. Machilin lo sam bimave beshabbos. Divi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef Shomer Mishum Rabbi Masim Ben Charish. Vachacham omrim bezu v'lo bacheres. I agree on this halacha, but not that one. Again, unclear which one is he talking about. So Gemara says, "Bezu ahai." Which one? Ilema ubara, a woman who's a muberes pshita. Of course, everybody agrees that if she's pregnant and hungry, you have to feed her. Uber and me ikalaman dam are low. Would anyone say you shouldn't feed a pregnant lady who's starving? Elava asam is not referring to that. They're talking about the case of the sam that they agree that choshe befiv one can take medicine. Even if chacham agree, shema mina that they agree on this halacha. So Gemara that says, Rav Ashi Amar Masis and Nami Deka, the mission is also very precise, which indicates that Chacham agree that Hachoshish Befiv Matil and Sam B'Shabbos. What does the mission say? It says, V'od Amar Rabbi Masa, after presenting a machlokas between Rabbi Masya and Chachamim, then it says, V'od Amar Rabbi Masa ben Charish, he said further, Hachoshish Befiv Matil and Lo B'Sam B'Shabbos, V'lo Pligi Rabban Allah. Rabban, don't argue on this additional V'od in the Mishnah. Vim Yisiv, it's true, the Pliga Rabban Alev, Rabban argue on this statement, Larvinu, Lisneu, Lifliga Rabban Besefa. They should put together. Why separate V'od as a separate paragraph? It should be part of the other things that the Chacham argue on. Must be Shma Mina, Chacham agree, Hachosh Befiv, Matilin Sam, Bishabbos. So Gemara then says, now we're in a new topic related to Rafu and Shabbos, but a little bit more severe now. Gemara says, Mipnei Shasafik, Nefashos Hu. So we said, when a person has a illness in his mouth, choshe befiv, he could take medicine on Shabbos because it's a safek pikuach nefesh. And even for safek pikuach nefesh, one could violate Shabbos. So Gemara says, lama li su lemeimar, v'chol safek nefashos dochas Shabbos. Why add this klal when everything that's safek nefashos is dochas Shabbos? What's being added into this extra statement? So the Gemara then says, Amar Yehuda Amarav, lo safek Shabbos zu bilvad. Not only if it's a safek that whether he'll live this Shabbos, that certainly we will mechal Shabbos to save his life. Even if he'll be fine for this Shabbos, but it might mean if you don't give him refuah now, he won't make it till the next Shabbos. Even then, it's a safek Shabbos acheres, we would be docha. Heichi dami, what's an example where another Shabbos is a safek of a Shabbos acheres? Heichi dami, kigon damdua letamne yoma, we assess him that he's going to live for 8 days, and yoma, yoma kama shabasa, mahu. So day one will be Shabbos, and the next day eight will be, he needs a certain refuah. That'll be both this Shabbos and for the next Shabbos. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says around seven lines down, narrow lines down, Heichi dami kagon damdua, rofin lasos lo refuah shmoni yavim. The doctor says he needs medicine for 8 days straight. Now if we give it to him today, he's going to have to violate Shabbos this week, and also next week, he's going to violate Shabbos twice. So maybe what we should do is mount the same up, liakiv ad larta, excuse me, wait until Shabbos is over, and then give him the medicine, mati Shabbos, so he shouldn't have to violate Shabbos two times, only once. So do we give him right now this Shabbos, and he violates two Shabboses, or we wait 24 hours and push it off? Kamashlam, even though it's going to entail violating Shabbos twice, we don't care. If it's a tzavik nefashos, we act immediately, even though it means two Shabboses are going to be mechula. Tanim, sorry? Something like, for sure, yeah, definitely something like that, yeah. The Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa said, Mechamin Chamin L'chola B'Shabbos, a person could warm hot water up for chola on Shabbos, Bein Lashkoso, Bein Lahavroso, whether it means he needs the hot water to drink some tea, or he needs it just to give him strength, V'lo Shabbos zu bilvad amu. Not only for this Shabbos, ela the Shabbos acheres, even for another Shabbos as well. So the Gemara then says, "V'ein omrim namtin lo shema yaver." We don't say, "Let's wait until he gets healthy." Ela mechamin lo miyad. We heat the water up immediately. V'bnei shesavik nefashos dochas Shabbos. Savik nefashos dochas Shabbos. We don't ask any questions. V'lo savik Shabbos zu. Ela fiu savik Shabbos acheres. Even if it means another Shabbos as well, will have to be violated. We do whatever we need to do to save a person's life. V'ein osin. Very important halacha. V'ein osin dvarim halalu lo ayde nachim v'lo ayde kusim. We don't let a non-Jew do these things. When a Jew is life is at stake, we do it with a Jew, not a non-Jew, not even a kusi. The Gra says has a girsa, not ketanim, and he didn't have kusim, he has ketanim. Gedol Yisrael, an adult. So it could be either adult or it could be a gedol Yisrael, means a rabbanim to do it. So ve'ein omim yasu dvarim halalu lo al pinashim, not women, v'lo al pikusim, abam astar from ladas acheres. So they can have a deya. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Al pinashim im nashim okusim omim tzarech ein mechalan al piyim." And when we have to listen to a doctor, but the doctor has to be an expert doctor. We don't trust women, at least back then. We can't take their assessment. If they said that the patient needs help, we don't trust women. But let's say you have multiple people. Rashi says here, "Vamet starfin ladas acheres kigon shneim omim tzarech." Let's say two people say that the patient needs a refuah now. Ushlosh omim ein tzarech, and three doctors say he doesn't need refuah. V'isha okusi omim tzarech, and then you have a third person to weigh, tip the scale and make it even that he does need refuah, even though normally we don't trust a woman or kusi by themselves. When it gets added to the mix, we would trust them. Mitzarfin lemehave palga palga v'savik nefashus lahakel. We could trust them to balance everything out 50-50, and even though it's 50-50, we would actually be mechal Shabbos to save the person's life. If you look at Tosfos on top here, Tosfos writes ela. Even if you have the possibility, just as likely to use a nachri to do the refuah, mitzvah be Yisrael. It's best to have a yid do this. Perhaps a non-Jew won't feel the sense of urgency. He'll delay, and it could lead to a danger. So because of that concern, a Jew must do this. An adult must do this. And according to the Mishabur writes, the Rabbanim must be doing this if they're capable. We have to take the lead on this to save a person's life. So rather than quotes of Rice, Tani Rabbanim, Mifakhin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos, V'Azariz Ha'Zahareze Mishubach. A person has to save a person's life on Shabbos, and the one who is hurrying to do this is certainly praised. Vein tzarech litol rishus bezin. You don't need to ask permission. Just do this. Haketad ra tinok shenafel yam. You see a child who falls in the sea. Parish mitzuda umale. You set out a net and you try to catch the child, lift him up. Vazaris, those who are quick in doing so, hareiz meshubach. Vein tzarech litol rishus mibezin. You don't need to ask permission. Just do it. V'afagav dekatzay kavre. Even though along the way you might catch some fish. And you can't do tzad on Shabbos. We don't care. That's not the intention. Your kavana isn't for the fish. Your kavana certainly is to save the child. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Va'afagav de tzayid kavre imo." You catch some fish along with a child. Kolhani afagav de kamar hacha misha yaseir daik. This is an extra misha that they learn this from. The katani wasn't mean ve'in tzarach lito rishus. What's that extra line teaching us? Lama de tani hachi hatani leiv azaris haver mishubach. Even if you need fish for Shabbos, and even though you might have some kavanah for the fish, the fact that your kavanah is also for the child will trump any kavanah one has for the melacha of tzad, and this is certainly lechachila and a must to save the child's life. Gemara gives another example. You see a child falls into a pit. So oker chulya umaleo, you should remove the dirt and access whatever you need to access to get to the child, the stones, the whatever brick, whatever is holding the pit up. Vazariz harezem shubach ve'ein tzarach lito rishus mibezdin v'yafagav v'misakin dargi. Even though along the way maybe you're making steps to get down to the pit, that might be your intention. Nonetheless, since you're saving the child, ultimately this is all permitted. So third case. Rosh and Ninala Delas Bifnei Atinok. Let's say a child is locked in a room somewhere and you can't get to him. Shovro Umotzio, you break the door down and take him out to save him. Vazariz harezem ashubach vein tarach litol rishus mibezin. V'yafagav, even though the kamechavin lemisvar b'shifei, let's say you have intent of breaking the door into different splinters and a piece of wood that you're going to use, it's going to be some type of takana there. Mechavin mafsikin mipnei dleika b'shifei, even though that's the case, nonetheless still, we break down the door to save the child. And then fourth and final case, mechabin, you could extinguish mafsikin mipnei dleika b'shabbos. If you see that there's a fire and someone's in danger, you could put it out and block against whatever you need to do. V'azaretz harezem mishubach, those who are quick to do so is praised. V'ein tzarach lito rishus bebezim. Even though in doing so and putting out the fire, you're going to make some types of coals, which are going to be effective and useful for future use. Again, we don't care, you're saving the child. So these are four very similar cases. The Gemara wants to know why have to bring all four. We already got the point after the first one. So Gemara says, V'tricha, you need to teach all four. Because if we taught the case of the water, if you wait till Shabbos is over, the child is going to be swept away and that's it. Aval, by the case of the boar, the kayasiv, there's no way for the child to go. He'll stay in the pit all Shabbos, okay? We'll talk to him, we'll schmooze with him from the top here, but he'll be fine, he's not going anywhere. Nonetheless, emelo, tzricha, you still have to save the child from the pit. V'yashmin and boar, mishum de kamivis. Maybe the boar, we should take him out because he's scared. It's dark, it's damp, it's cold. So then we have to save him, and his mental health is very important to us. Aval, ninala, delis, if he's locked behind the door, he's not so lonely, it's not dangerous behind the door. F should the yosef b'hai giza. You could stand on the other side or sit on the other side of the door. U'mishabish le'bam guza. You kind of like play with like nuts and like feed him nuts underneath or like play a game. There's a way to communicate with him in a different way where he's not so scared. So maybe in that case, you should wait until after Shabbos to break down the door. Tricha, that this case as well, we should break it down. And mechabin mafsikin lamali da'afilu chatzer acheres. So this case as well, this chiddush of there being a fire, so even to another chatzer, Rashi says here, the afilu l'chatzer acheres deleika b'chatzer zu v'nefashos b'chatzer acheres heim cholim oktanim. Let's say there's a fire in one chatzer and there's an adjacent chatzer and there's some people, children, old people who can't really travel and can't move out so much, they're not transportable. You should do whatever you need to do, even though they're not currently in danger. But since the fire is next door and it could spread, therefore you could extinguish the fire to save the people in the next door chatzer. Right now it says in the bottom here, Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel lo helcha b'pikuach nefesh acha harov. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, we do not follow rov. Even if there's a minority possibility of someone dying or of a Jew that's being the Jew that's there, we still save someone. It does not follow the rules of rov. Hey chidami, what does that mean that we don't follow rov? Inema d'ika tisha yisrael v'kusi acha. Let's say you have a house on fire and nine of them are Jews and one's a non-Jew there. So, that's rov, and certainly you would do bikuach nefesh to save the nine Jews that are there. Let's say it's palgo, let's say it's 50-50, five Jews, five non-Jews are in Suffolk. That's Suffolk nefashos lahakel. So then we already have a klal that we're always makel by the Suffolk nefashos. So what's the case of rov? Eladika tisha kusim v'yisrael echad. Let's say there are nine non-Jews, and one Jew that's there, hanami pshita, so that's what it means we don't follow the rov, and we act on Shabbos, from Mechal Shabbos to save the one Jew. So Gemara says, "Hanami pshita." That's also obvious because we have a klal when it comes to statistics. Habile kavua v'chol kavua k'mechsa mechsa damim. When something is situated, when something is stationary, so if for whatever reason it is, we don't go based on statistics. We go, it's a klal that becomes 50-50. That's not a rove of non-Jews. That's called 50 Jews, 50 non-Jews, even though that's not the actual number. But that's a klal we have in statistics. So that can't be the case. So what is the case? We say that the rove is really non-Jewish, but yet we mechal Shabbos anyways. It must be latzricha the parish lechatzer acheres, where they're living in one chatzer, but all 10 go to another chatzer, or maybe one of them goes to another chatzer. So that's, we have a klal, mal the same, called the parish, meruba parish. If one person went to the other chatzer, we assume he must have been the non-Jew, because 9 of the 10 were non-Jews. So maybe we should assume, since most likely it's a non-Jew that went to the chatzer acheres, and that non-Jew is the one in danger, not a Jew, maybe he should not be mechal Shabbos. Kamash v'lan, if there's even a small possibility that person who went to the other chatzer was a Jew, were mechal Shabbos. D'lo halchu b'pikuach nefesh acharov. That's the klal. So Gemara says.
So the reason is because the topic, if was kavua, not kavua, is that the topic?
No, it was definitely. It's not a case of kavua. If
we
it was kavua,
for sure he's not kavua.
Yeah, a guy left from where he lived to another place.
Right.
That's parish.
Right. That's
and then we don't know if most likely he's a non-Jew because nine were non-Jews. Right. But since there's a possibility, even though it's 1 out of 10. We have to mechal Shabbos because we don't follow rov when it comes to bikuach.
There's no opinion of that we don't know if it was, but this was his dira or it wasn't.
Right, we don't know exactly how to define it, but let's say we knew 10 people lived in this dira and one guy left to some other chatzer.
Right.
So that's the definition of a parish. So then the Gemara says, "Ani, is this really true?" For Hamar Rabbi Yasi, Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha Kusim, V'Yisrael Echad, Belsa Chatzer, Mifakim Mechatzer Cheres. So Mifakim. So the din is if in one chatzer where 10 people live, 9 are non-Jews. One is a Jew, so we save them, because that's kavua. But it's implied that only both are chatzar. But the chatzar acheres ain't mefachin. But if they move to another chatzar, we would not save them. So how is that allowed? What's it lokashia? Had the parish, kulu, had the parish, mixesayu. The din is, if you look at Rashi to explain the first wide line down, had the parish cool if all of them went to another chatzir, hol vischazik yisob bahai chatzir, shenafla bo mapolis, mifakin afagab denayid lo azin basar ruba. So the din is, if they all moved, all 10 of them moved to the other chatzir, they're now called nayid, they're called movable, that's no longer kavua. So since we know the Jew definitely moved to the chatzir cheres, he's definitely there, there's a chazaka that the Jew is among the 10, so then we have to be concerned that maybe the Jew is one of them, even though Rove would dictate otherwise. But let's say, Hadaparish Miktisai, only if some of them came, let's say only 5 moved, and we don't know if the Jew was part of that 5 or not, but lo yadinan ihava yisroa b'hai chatzir, then aslinan basaruba hovelo is chazik. So the time where we do file Rove, this is actually an exception, we do file Rove in Pikuach Nefesh if we don't know if there's a Yid there in the first place. That was the din. But if we know for sure there's a Yid in the first place, even though the Rove is that was a non-Jew, then we actually don't follow the Rove. That's the distinction the Gemara makes. The Gemara says, let's finish the daf now. The Gemara then says, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really say this? Does he really hold of such a clout that we don't follow the Rove when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh? So the Gemara says, V'hatnan, the Mishnah says, Matzah bat tinok mushlach. You see a child left by the side of the road, no parents, not knowing if it's Jewish or not Jewish. What do you do? Imrof kusi imkusi. If most of the people in that community are non-Jewish, you assume the baby's not Jewish. Vimrof Yisrael, Yisrael. And most of them are Jewish, you assume it is Jewish. And if it's mechza, mechza, it's 50-50, Yisrael, we assume lahaka, that's a Jew. And Amar Rav says, Lo shanu el lahachayosu. This is only true with respect to sustaining it. Giving support, giving it food. Aval yachsolo, but in terms of yichus, we cannot give the child yichus at all, that proper yichus, but in terms of giving, making it alive, feeding it and supporting it, so then we go based on the Rove according to Rav. Ushmul Amar, going on to Daf Pehe now, Ushmul Amar, lefakech alav esaga, what it means too, if a building collapsed on it, we want to save the Jew, or save the child, so then if it's Rove Yisrael, so then we save it. If it's Rove Akum, we don't save it. So we see from here, that what comes out is that we do file Rove when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. If Rove is Nachri, we're not Mechal Shabbos, so we do file Rove against what we said above. So Gemara says no. Kiyitmar Shmuel Aresh Itmar. Shmuel's referring to the Resha. What's the Resha? Im Rove Kusim Kusi. If most of the city is a Kusi, we assume it's a Kusi. And Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says that's only in terms of Lakeach Lav Zagal. But the Inyan Pikuach Nefesh Eino Kane, meaning even though Rover Kusim, he would still say, since we don't follow Rove, there's a possibility that a Jew, we would save the life of this child, since even though Rove would dictate otherwise, nonetheless, we have to be concerned of the small percentage that maybe it's a Jew. As Rashi says, Eino Kane, Damar Afilu Barov Kusim, nonetheless, we're Mefachim. So let's quickly recap the daf we spoke about in the beginning, the different refuahs of Kelev Shote, this wild dog, this sick dog, what to do, don't need to go through all those things, and then the various medicines for a sore throat, and then about the Ma'is of Rabbi Yochanan revealing the secret from the non-Jew, and then we discussed about whether Chachamim argue or agree to Ramasya. Ramasya says you are allowed to do refuah for Choshe B'Fiv, and unclear whether Chachamim agreed or disagreed. We end up concluding that they agree to Ramasya that you're allowed to do refuah on Shabbos for Choshesh B'Fiv. Then the Gemara said, something that fashes b'Shabbos, b'Mechal Shabbos, but not only on Shabbos itself, that Shabbos, but even if it means you're going to Mechal a second Shabbos, that's all allowed, even though Safik Nefashos. And we said when it comes to Bikuach Nefesh, we have to make sure Gedol Yisrael are doing this, the adults, not children, not non-Jews, and not women. Though women and non-Jews can be added in terms of adding a daya, an opinion, a medical opinion, but we can't rely on them entirely on their own. And then we had these four cases of that when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, one should be Zariz, Harez Meshubach. We spoke of the case in the water, in the pit, behind the door, and if there's a fire. And then we discussed this concept of the Shmuel held. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, we do not actually follow the Rova. We are concerned with even a small percentage of it being a Jew. Okay.